Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every day when I get up to do the show, I think about what's going on in the Marvin Gaye, you know, theme sort of, especially after having watched Hitsville like the last few weeks and the making of Motown. But I do think of Marvin Gaye's song, What's Going On? Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me, you know, with brutality. Come on, talk to me. So you can see what's going on. What is going on? You know, analyze your world. Think about these protest songs of the 60s with guys like Marvin Gaye and many others writing about things that were happening that were truly, you know, the things that were going on in the 60s were things that black folks had a reason to be mad about. And then I want you to think about where we are as conservatives. We may not have the picket lines, but I can tell you this, we have the brutality. Don't punish me with brutality. The brutality is 87,000 IRS agents that have been targeted for you. One came to my home less than a month ago. You know, pretending, oh, you owe... I didn't owe that money. I just got a notification, pardon me, from the city of St. Louis, the state of Missouri, saying, you know, $3,000 for some nonsense that was paid. But they passed a judgment on me, so I can't even say, here it is, it's been paid. I don't know what the recourse is. I have to talk to an attorney, which is going to cost me $3,000. It's better to just pay it. They just want to harass you. What's going on? What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. You are being targeted. There's a lot going on, folks, in this country that saddens me, but it also emboldens me because they will not get to me. The queen is dead. There was hoopla, what, a week and a half ago. I've slept in a week, you know, because I had the flu. But whatever time it was, and it's over. She's gone. Britain seems to be okay. The non-royals seem to have adjusted. You want to know why? Because life goes on. And you want to know why life goes on? Because the people who are not considered royal have to make life go on for royalty. As you consider what's going on, God bless you, Marvin Gaye. As you consider what's going on in your life, I want you to think about all these ways that the left is attacking you with brutality. How these elites have marked themselves out this place in the world, and you are a minion to be. You are there to serve them. Think what you want about the queen. We have the queen here. We have the princes here. As Ian is crashing the Florida coast, people on the run, as people in Russia, in Ukraine fight, and all the turmoil that goes on in the world, do you know what our elites are doing? They're covering up all their stuff. They're making you ask yourself the question, what's going on? What's going on? Dun, 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 dun. Hunter Biden. You know, Prince Hunter. Prince Crackhead. Renaissance man selling his art all around the world in order to hide money for the Biden family, you know, enterprise. A crooked enterprise run by Hunter. For whom? The big guy in Dr. Jill. Probably the biggest news story ever. Let me put it to you this way. If Donald Trump were Joe Biden, and we knew the big guy, with what we know right now, it would be plastered all over the world, not just America. We know every crooked, sordid detail of every deal that the Hunter Trump did. That you could bet. But instead, we have a Justice Department that wants to shut you up. We have an Attorney General who will go after parents who dare want to interfere, that's what they look at it as, in the education of their children, who want to know that their children are actually learning. My son's a pretty good baseball player. He's a very good baseball player. My youngest son, he's an amazing kid. I can tell you this honestly. He's a smarter kid and a better kid, more well-adjusted than his older brothers. And he's less than 16 years old. But let me tell you what. When I take that kid to the batting cage, to a coach or whatever, the first thing I ask him is, you know, I want to know I'm getting my money's worth. I question the coach. Now, his coaches on his team, I don't question them because, you know, that's a whole different deal. But I'm saying if I'm paying a coach to coach my kid, I want to know. I'm like the Williams dad. I'm going to be contradicting. He better show me he knows more. He better be talking. Kevin, listen. Played for 14 years in Major League Baseball. In the NBA. Not going to help him much. But anyway, the point is, whatever they've done, look, I had 2 years of Little League. Just understand that. Exactly. But regardless, I'm going to be looking over your shoulder because my money's involved. And you know what? When you get on the team, you know what they tell you? The coaches will tell you, if you're the parent that thinks you're going to come over here and talk to me about your kid, I want little Johnny playing this or that, two answers for you. One, either we're going to kick him off the team. You know, I mean, your kid's gone. Be quiet. Let us evaluate him. And that's that. But you know why they can do that? Because it's a meritocracy. If that coach wants his job and wants to continue, if he wants more players, he better be picking the best. And he's not going to let parents do it. That's where I understand it. But when it comes to you and your training and saying, I'm going to get my kid ready, you better be involved. See, there's two worlds at play there. There's the one where you're prepping your kid, and then there's the one where you got to take your hands off the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel! Because you're not going to tell the coaches, real life, what to do with your kid. Real life is going to hit your kid. Smack in the face. On the bridge of the nose, and it's going to draw some tears, and they better be ready to cry. They better be ready to be able to pick themselves up after the fact. Folks, I got to take a short break. Thanks for being part of my show today. We'll be back here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We live in a time when a large swath of Americans cannot define a woman. Supreme Court justice level cannot define a woman. They know what it is, but they can't let the words come out of their mouths because they'll get ostracized. We live in a time, folks, when there are people who believe that there are well over 50 genders. 71 is the number that I've seen. Maybe there are more now. We live in a time, folks, when people choose their pronouns. A friend of mine said she and her husband were dismayed because their son listed his pronouns on some profile or something like that. I don't know. I don't think I would be dismayed per se, but I think my son, my youngest son, he know, and the other ones too, they know that they're men. And they don't. There's no need for pronouns. They look at it as silly. I'm going to believe this. I'm going to believe that the overwhelming majority of youngsters in this country are not concerned about their pronouns. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, Ian is bearing down on Florida. I know you guys got a lot more in your minds than comedy, but what the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is about is more than comedy. It's about your First Amendment rights. And I know you, as I said, you're stocking up on food. I talked to Tim Wilkins, who lives in the Orlando area, and Tim was at the grocery store. We're going to be going over set list. And he said, yeah, man, getting ready for Ian. I said, Ian's like, hey, you can run, but you can't hide, brother. So anyway, my thoughts and prayers go out to you folks, but I do want to make you aware, October 20th, God willing, Florida Survives, we will be at the Palladium Theater in St. Petersburg, and I hope to see you there. I hope that you will come and participate in live, fun comedy that makes fun of everything, that talks about the things that I'm talking about here, just in a little bit more of a funny format, but we show you the craziness of the world. We show you what's going on. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. It's funny how Marvin Gaye got it right back in the 60s. Love that song, by the way. What is it? Father, Father, everybody thinks you're wrong. But who are they to judge us simply because our hair is long? Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Yeah, we got to find a way to bring some understanding here today. Marvin Gaye, he's as right today as he was then, except it's for a whole other series of reasons. Are you with me, conservatives, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? It's for a whole other different reasons. Picket signs. Picket lines, picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. So you can see what's going on. All he wants to do is talk. All he wants to do is talk it out. We can't talk it out. People choose sexuality. Look, transsexuality right now is being pushed as normal. Now, I'm going to stop here for just a second and say this. I want you to understand that I don't care if you change your sex in your own mind. You haven't changed it, but if you believe that you've changed it, that you've altered your DNA to go from being a man or a woman to a man, fine. I don't care. But here's what I do care about. Don't try to convince me that it's normal. Inasmuch as putting your right foot, right shoe on your left foot and your left shoe on your right foot. Yeah, you try thinking about that and saying it at the same time. Anyway. If you were to wear your shoes on opposite feet, I would look at you and go, what is up with that bozo? I would want to know. It is not normal. In as much as wearing your pants below your butt. It's called a waistline. God made, you know, you have those hips for a reason. And when they designed clothes, it was to keep your clothes above the line. And it wasn't even for, you know, for purposes of covering up your naughty bits, in the sense of public display, it was more for practicality. It would be like having a cup, you know, wearing a cup on your nose, but not protecting your groin area. People would look at you and go, this is not normal. When does it become so crazy to tell somebody that's not normal?
Oh, Kevin, such and such. Who are you to determine what normality is?
I don't know. A practical person. See, I wear shoes on my feet. I wouldn't wear them on my hands. If I saw somebody wearing shoes on their hands, I would say this. That's not normal. I want you just to understand the simplicity of a concept that you say, not normal. Who are you to define normal? I'm a human being with a mind. That looks at things practically. And I say, I'm not going to wear my underwear on my head. Unless I'm at a frat party. Then it's normal. But other than that, not normal.
We are so afraid of offending because, oh, well, who are you to determine? I'm a person who has as much of a value as you do. I have as much of an ability to determine that I'm not going to use your stupid pronouns as anybody else. Am I being too practical here, people? 844-551-8255. We're in a time of marginalization of everything. If you're good at something, you can't say you're good at something. In fact, if you're good at something, for all intents and purposes, you're bad at it. If you're pretty, you're too pretty. You can't say you're pretty. By whose definition are you pretty? I don't know. By the idea that when you're on whatever these dating sites, a lot more people send, you know, messages to this profile than that profile. Somebody's defining pretty. Now, you could say, Kevin, culturally, Vogue is doing it and they're discriminating against black women. Well, maybe so. Maybe because Vogue isn't showing you black women. But I'll tell you this. Show me the white boy that loves these girls in Vogue. I'll take him to Africa. And here's what I'm going to bet you. He's going to fall in love with an African woman. Because that's what's going to be around. That's what he's going to see. Marginalization, man. We are so easy to convince that, oh, well, you know, there's not enough Vlex in TV. There's not enough Guatemalan midgets on commercials for Ivory soap. What? They just make it up as they go. And we fall for it. What's going on? What's going on? That's what I'm asking you. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on, to quote Marvin Gaye. You're easily led. You're bamboozled. We don't think beyond the soundbite, the phrase. Normal. All I'm telling you is what normal is. Normal. You know, it's normal for a car to have four tires. Can it have three? Yeah. They make the rate. What do they call it? The slingshot. They make them, but it isn't normal. Doesn't mean it's bad.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. The Category 4 hurricane has sustained winds of 140 miles an hour with an eye located about 70 miles southwest of the city of Naples. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. So this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. For more information, swing by our website at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A lot of stuff going on, folks, when you ask the question, what's going on? DART hit an asteroid. Did you see the reaction of the, was it Space Force and NASA and all of them? Woo, they were all celebratory. That's probably pretty good. We'll get into it. What else? Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, woo, took a hit. Congratulations, conservatives. Zuckerberg, I think he's out of the top 10 now for the richest people in America. Let's keep that trend going. Let's keep him dropping down. Let's get him out of the mix. Maybe, hey, here's a novel idea. How about we start making some millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires of people like Kevin Jackson? Now, you may say, Kevin, that's self-serving. No, it's not. You want to know why? Because I won't change. I'll be the same. Oh, I'll have a few more toys. But I wouldn't change dramatically. I'm being blunt. If I become the guy, if God sees it in his purview to say, Kevin, I want you to be the next billionaire, multi-billionaire mogul, you're going to watch me put money to work in ways that most people only dream of. I would be the, and I'm going to use this affectionately, I would be the Soros of the conservative movement. Happily so. I would utilize every law that would allow me to give the groups. I'd fund groups that are doing things. I'd fund groups like mine. That's who I'd fund. I'd go look for groups like mine that actually accomplish stuff. That get things done. I have a meeting in Chicago with let me just give you an idea. A friend of mine is over a group of, he runs an organization that's of CEOs. They have over 1,000 CEOs. We have gotten some of these CEOs who have agreed to work with at-risk, with people who want to do businesses. This is not color-related. It isn't black, white, or whatever. To whoever is eager and wants to change their plight in life and wants the help of somebody that has been there, done that. We're putting that deal together. And I know I'm going to have at least 10 CEOs on board, and we're going to grab people that are entrepreneurial in spirit, and we are going to go out and make new capitalists. That's one of my projects. We're going to make new capitalists of people who may not have had a chance to become capitalists on their own. Think of it as Shark Tank for conservatives. That's what we're going to do. That's the innovative thinking that goes into what my team does, the Kevin Jackson Network. So when you're thinking about who you want to support in whatever way, I'm talking about clicks, Kevin, I listen to your program. I download your program. I tell people about your program. Thank you. I support your at-risk kids going to Hillsdale. I support at-risk kids getting them into vocational and trade schools and not just college and not sending them to the indoctrination colleges, but to the great colleges or just the college to get that degree and move on in life. That's what we do. We help at-risk families with financial counseling, relationship counseling. We make a difference. And I'm so proud of that. At a fraction of the money that anybody else has. And to be honest with you, always coming out of pocket. Always coming out of pocket. It's okay. Because when you change the life of somebody that you can look at in the eye and go, here you go. Man, what a feeling. What a feeling. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Feel like I'm in Flashdance right now. Eric Snowden. He's a Russian citizen. We'll talk about that. Speaking of the Russians, their pipeline got sabotaged. You asking me what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Well, I say, mother, mother, there are too many of you crying. Man, what a beautiful song. Brother, 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 there are far too many of you dying. Marvin Gaye can write some music, man. I remember when he was killed by his own father. I was devastated to learn that at the height of his career, Marvin Gaye was killed by his own father. And his father was one of these old school dudes. I brought you into this world. I'll take you out. Wow. What a crappy thing to say to your son. I brought you into this world. I'll take you out. Jeez. He took a very amazing person away from the world. But Marvin's music lives on, and the concept of his music, you can feel every day. You know the song, Mercy, Mercy Me? Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Oh. What a great song. And he's talking about how the world has changed, how we were devastating the world. And it wasn't a condemnation of any particular party or whatever. It was a condemnation of the conditions. And it fits today. But you know what? He's talking about the ecology. It's, oh, mercy, mercy me from my wallet. These people are not trying to help save the planet. When they talk about the ecology, the very people that talk about saving the planet, go watch how Ocasio-Cortez lives. She throws trash on the street. This girl has not a care in the world for the global climate farce. It's a buzzword, a talking point for her, a dog whistle for all intents and purposes. All she's got to do is hear it. We're all going to die in 12 years. When did she say that? 2019? We were 12 years from destruction. Does she live like she's 12 years from destruction anymore? She gets what she wants, and now she finds out, no, the world will survive, and all I got to do is toe the line, I can get what I want. Look, you guys hear me talk all the time about leftist policies and what, you know, the inconsistencies, the incongruency of leftism. It's startling, and it's in your face. You want another one? The CDC is no longer recommending universal masking in healthcare facilities. What happened? Is Wu Flu gone? What? Oh, the vaccines work so well now everybody's good to go? Let me tell you what happened. What happened was what I told you was going to happen 2 years ago. Herd immunity. So, you guys know I had the flu for a week. Came back from Hillsdale again. Got the Wu flu the first time, got the flu the second time. How did I know I had the flu this time? Took my oxygen sats, fine. Took some DayQuil or whatever, fevers, breaks, NyQuil. Slept differently. I can tell you, when I had Wu flu, my sleep was, it was weird. I can't describe it. I'll think about it over time so I can help people understand it. But it was not good sleep. And my timeline for sleep was compressed. I would think I'd slept for 10 hours and I'd only slept for 30 minutes. It was bizarre. When I got a regular flu, went to sleep, was comfortable. I sweated a bit, you know, broke the fever a bit here and there in the evening. But different. I got up in the morning. I knew I was, you know, it was rough 2 days. I had two rough days. But other than that, you know, I'm still got some residual, as you can hear. But no big deal. Back to my point, which is now the CDC has completely reversed itself. I know, shocker, right? And everything I told you is a fact. All the letters I got from the couple of ladies that would write to me and tell me, Kevin, you need to stop spreading misinformation, blah, blah, blah. Fine. I haven't heard them apologize. I'm still waiting on that. All the information that's come out about the vaccines, the boosters, and everything else, the government has stopped its full court press. Oh, it's still there. It's gingerly reminding you that, you know, we know we were wrong, but we can't just completely back away and tell you that we were completely wrong and that nothing we told you was right at all, that we had no real experts on anything. Social distancing of 6 feet. Why not 5 feet, 9.78 inches? You know, why not? It was as scientific as anything else they said. A mask that they knew didn't work. Vaccines that were hurting people, and I could go down the list. Altered stats, fake stats, all why? So they could look good. So they could, oh, we're an authority. Do you feel like the government is an authority now? Because I don't. I feel so less governmental. When the government tells me something, I feel this for the first time in my adult life, I don't want to listen to the government. You know, it's kind of like when you think about when you're raising children. I would say to my son all the time, look, when I say something to you, I don't want you to question it. And here's why. I will never, repeat, never intentionally do anything to harm you. If I'm yelling at you, it's a reason. In other words, if I'm having a conversation with you, that's one thing. But if I yell, I need you to stop in your tracks. And that's why I would yell. Because if you understand that I'm not being dictatorial, you should say to yourself, my dad yelled for a reason. Stop. Because something's coming your way. Harm's coming your way. And so with that understanding, we are okay with a parent, you know, child relationship. The problem with government, and I'm going to use government as a parent here, is the parent is lying to you. The parent is telling you stop when you should go and go when you should stop. The parent is malicious and does not care about you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about what's going on. Iconic song by one of the greatest singers of all time, the late great Marvin Gaye. What a tragedy to lose him at such an early age. Anyway, glad you guys are still hanging in with the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Love spending time with you, especially after I've been sick for a while. I feel like I missed you guys. You know, just knowing you're there, that's pretty cool. I couldn't do some shows last week because I was really very sick. More than you would know. I didn't even answer the phone for 2 days. I didn't even look at the phone for 2 days. Just when you know I'm really sick, I couldn't respond. And then I was still somewhat ill this week, but I said, no, I got to get back in touch with you guys. So I'm glad you're out there because you are telling me what's going on. I'm getting caught up. I talked earlier about, you know, transgender and all these LGBT type issues and pronouns. Well, a Brazilian couple, is in hot water after they dyed a local waterfall bright blue to announce the birth of their son during a gender reveal party. The expectant parents are now being investigated by the local government and could be charged with an environmental crime. Now, let me tell you what the real environmental crime is for this couple that did their gender reveal. They did their gender reveal. See, there's no such thing as boys and girls anymore. What was I watching the other day on TV that just blew me away about this whole the trans movement and boys and girls? And there's a story coming out about the first man to have a baby, and it's such BS. So it's a transsexual woman who became a man and has the beard and all that and looks like a man, and there's no question. Look, he's biological. What cracks me up is that he's proving the point of what we all say, which is no matter what your outward appearance looks like, you can change it, you can alter and do whatever you want. But at the end of the day, you're a girl. So if that makes you feel better, that you're a girl that looks like a dude who had a baby, fine. But you're not the first man to have a baby. It's insanity. And so, you know, look, I'm not going to let people get away with this. I know Kevin is controversial or whatever. And as I said earlier, when I talked about normal in the second segment, who are you? My normal is my normal. Your normal is your normal. And of the 7 billion people that are on Earth, whatever your definition of normal is fine. Now, some of us get together and we collectively define normal and they call it a society. But I don't need a society to tell me that I'm not going to get shoes for my hands. I will get gloves. And I will not walk on my hands when I have feet. You follow? I wouldn't try to jump by being on my hands. But I will jump when I'm on my feet. See, these are things that are normal, and we seem to struggle with that. We seem to struggle with this idea of calling. So this couple, I'm not going to tell you that this was the right thing to do. It was overseas somewhere, probably in Brazil, it looks like. And they, you know, they dyed the water. Well, the government of New York, they dye the water. I mean, was it New York or Chicago? Chicago. The St. Paddy's Day, they dye it green. It's not, it's dye in a big amount of water. Now, don't misunderstand me. If everybody does it, I get it. I understand the rules. I don't want people to think that, oh, Kevin, you're not understanding the societal ramifications. I do understand it. But I don't think that's the problem. I think the real problem with this couple has more to do with the gender reveal of a boy. How dare they announce the birth of their what son? We're gonna have to redefine these definitions. Let's get rid of son and daughter, niece and nephew, mom and dad, right? Anything related to gender, let's get rid of it, and let's define the pronouns. I want you just to give me the myriad of pronouns of the 71 genders and all the different things you can be. Give me the myriad of things that you can say when you're going to do a, quote, gender reveal. We've gotten crazy, folks, in this country. I mentioned Russia earlier, too. I was interviewed on a show, and they asked me, Kevin, if you were president of the United States and Russia dropped a dirty bomb in Ukraine, what would be your reaction? And I said, I would write a condemning letter saying Russia needs to, you know, cease with this type of a thing. But, you know, in other words, I condemn it, but I wouldn't involve the United States. Well, what if it involves NATO? I go, well, the United States would participate per our agreements with NATO, but it's not our fight. So if even if they drop the nuke, and I go, yeah, it's not our fight. And so I went on to explain. I said, you know, look at what Ukraine did. Ukraine was separated from Russia during the Cold War. And, you know, they broke when they broke up the Soviet Union. And Ukraine was not supposed to be solicited by NATO. I tell you what I like about this topic is everybody's not going to agree. So here's my thing. And I used to be the person that felt like the United States, you know, all over the world, we have to represent. And I think there is something that we represent, but we have to do it metaphorically. Our job is not to be the police or the military for the world. Our job is not even to lead NATO. Our job is to be a leader that people respect and say, well, let's check with the United States on this or that. But going back to what I was going to tell you about Russia, so I'm on this call, and I'm saying to, on this radio show, and I'm saying to the host, as I've mentioned before, we know nothing about the relationships between Ukraine and Russia. The average person listening to me right now, and this is true even of this radio show, you couldn't fill a thimble with Russian history, Ukrainian history, the Soviet history, none of it. You know nothing. All you have are talking points. But here's what I do know. I know that when the Soviet Union split up, they said that Ukraine was not supposed to be solicited by NATO. That was by decree. You can look it up. And what did we do? We did exactly that. We there were other countries that we said were that were supposed to be off limits. Some of them have now joined NATO. We went against our own what we said shouldn't happen. Now, in a world where that's evolving to the degree that it is, why are we even still talking about NATO and the Warsaw Pact? I mean, look, whatever the Warsaw Pact is that involved the various, you know, Slavic countries and Russia and all that, and the NATO countries, which is mostly Europe, etc. It's really, for the most part, who cares? Most of these countries are not warring with one another. We will never, in theory, should never go to war with one another. We've evolved, and we continue to evolve. The same way we've evolved on slavery, the way we've evolved on human rights in general, etc. Not all around the world, but little by little, we make these strides. And who's the leader? The United States. At least we used to be. Not under Joe Biden and not under Barack Obama, but under Trump, we were the leader. We said, you know what? Be proud of your country. Trump said, make Poland great again. Make Europe, whatever country in Europe you want, make it great again. Because America's going to show you the way. And this is what we used to represent. We don't represent that anymore. We represent a very different America where the FBI can be targeted to raid a former president who's done nothing. I just heard a thing that says Barack Obama has treasure troves of archives, classified documents, treasure troves of them sitting in some warehouse. Was he raided? No. By the way, there was a story sent to me by some acquaintances. I'm going to talk about that whole raid and how that's a big backfire for the FBI and how they've tried to make it appear as though, oh, we've got Trump, you know, he's over a barrel, but they don't. Anyway, the FBI raided a pro-life advocate. The IRS, as we know, targeted conservatives. Yet, SCOTUS leakers not been found. Crime up in all the cities. You guys have heard me talk about it. Education in this country sucks. But Jussie Smollett still claims he's innocent. And Hillary Clinton is running around doing talk shows when she should be in prison. What's going on, folks? That's all I ask you. I'll pull a Marvin Gaye. What's going on? Well, as Marvin said, I'll tell you what's going on.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.